All your boxers are belong to us. 10th of October, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C. In a partisan bid, Republicans nominated a bill to change the nation's motto from E Pluribus Unum to All Your Boxers Are Belong to Us. In this rushed legislative effort, this week, Republican Senate Majority Leader, whoever his name is, helped forward legislation that could change the face of politics forever. Quote, "It isn't enough to be united," said Senate Majority Leader Dennis Hastert. "We must take what we want, and right now we want boxers. We must get top legislators to peruse all the pages they need to. Doesn't matter where any page comes from. If a senator needs to closely inspect that page, then so be it," unquote. Too many briefs and loose pages are circulating around in Congress. In an effort to control the mayhem, Republicans are trying a hands-on approach to control the issue. About the current issues, Bob Dole had this to say. "Well, if it's okay for Bob Dole, then Bob Dole likes it, and so should the rest of the nation," unquote. Former President Clinton said, quote, "I'm sorry, I was thinking about something else. What page are we on?" Unquote. Key Senate committees are confused about certain definitions within the new legislation's sections, like searching for boxers of mass destruction or briefs must be handled daily, are not well understood. Some are even contemplating that IRS handle some of the issues while Food and Drug Administration handle other issues. Others believe that it may be the most fortunate thing for that the EPA is mentioned. It's nowhere in the text. Yeah. Senator Kennedy's reply, "That's too scary to contemplate. Where's my vodka straight, dammit?" Democrats believe this is really a case of sleight of hand, and that the Republican Party isn't loaded with mental defectives, but may actually have an evil plan that will soon show its ugly head. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Why are they doing this to me?